Entrepreneurs, small business owners, professionals who seek excellence, bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show. Here's Marty Wolf.
We still got a long way to go. Yes, we all got a long way to go.
Welcome to the Business Builder Show. I'm Marty Wolf, and along with my sidekick, Carrie Carney, we are your hosts for the Business Builder Show. Hi, Carrie.
Hello, Marty.
And our producer, Mr. Tom Jenkins, who has an awful cold, is with us today. Hi, Tom. How you feeling?
I'm still feeling with my fingers, but I'm going to try to keep the coughing to a minimum. I apologize early on in the show right now.
So whatever sound effects we have, they may be unplanned.
They will be unplanned. I guarantee you that.
Okay. This is exciting, though. We're working through it. We're working hard to inform, educate, and inspire our friends who are entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals who seek excellence. What we do around here is we offer tips on how to help you build your business and your career. Well, guys, we're kind of stepping out today.
Stepping out?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, sir?
Yeah, I knew that would get your attention, Carrie. You know, we're kind of stepping out today, and here's what I mean. This is going to be the first time we are spending time with anything to do with the Affordable Care Act. And as kind of a disclaimer, this is not, nor will it ever be, a political show.
Content, content, content.
You got it. Our guests may express an opinion, but we are not today, nor will we ever take a political position on any topic.
The views of this show are not necessarily those of the host.
That's the second time we heard this show.
I want to do a reminder, you know? What we're all about is we want to give our audience, that's you, what we feel will help you and your business. Now, sometimes we'll challenge your thoughts, but we will do it in the context of what the news and other business people are talking about. We okay with that, Carrie and Tom? We're on that track, right?
I think you're being real.
I'm trying to be real. I'm trying to deliver it, the message. Our special guest today is Robert A. Funk. Bob is absolutely an expert in what is happening in the business world today. And he will be talking about how the Affordable Care Act is affecting business today and what he sees in the future. Before we get to Mr. Funk, I wanted to bring some items to your attention. And the first thing is an article from Inc. magazine. What a surprise.
Yes,
we refer to Inc. You know what? I can't help it, Carrie. That's where the content is. I mean, we scroll a lot of things. I mean, a lot of information, but this is where a lot of content is. And what this talks about is six things you need to know today. And remember, Inc. is for small business people. So here's six things you need to know today. The first one talks about talent wars. And it says that more than half of employed workers in the United States are looking for new jobs. You need to know that. Number two, what they call a sobering statistic. It says the Senate failed to approve a three-month extension of unemployment benefits for the 1.3 million workers who lost them in December. Our business audience, why should we be concerned about that?
Well, they are consumers.
They are consumers.
And so if they have less disposable income, that will affect every business.
It could have some effect. Number three, it says, goodbye immigration reform. Now, this has a lot to do, more to do with our economy than we realize. Obviously, entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley, as well as business owners in the agricultural sector, are really impacted by immigration reform. However, that ripples out across all different kinds of industries. So
absolutely.
This is important for us to realize. Point number four, it calls it crowd control. And this is in response that Subway had received 66,000 signatures calling to stop using some additive in their products.
And you're talking about the sandwich chain, Subway sandwiches.
Sandwich chain. Thank you, Carrie. Absolutely. Now, why is this important in terms of crowd control? Because they heard that 66,000 people were concerned about something, and they reacted. And yeah. they said they're taking it out of that product.
Yeah, it's an additive that's actually used in the plastic production. And a lot of companies have it with buns. But anyway, they got complaints and they reacted promptly.
Number five and six things, green politics. Locally, statewide, nationally, internationally, environmental issues, green politics affects you as a business person. For instance, the easy way to look at it is where can you drill? You know, in across America, drilling for gas and oil is a big deal. So green politics affects a lot of things. Point number six, trade secrets. This is pretty, I was going to say cool, but I don't know. It says Secret, which is a new app, allows people to anonymously share, well, secrets. And if you go onto this app, which some people are doing, some of your employees can share some things they should not be sharing. So that's six things you need to know today that are affecting you as business people.
And Marty, you never mentioned this article was by Lindsay Blakely.
Correct.
For Inc. Magazine for February 7, 2014.
Let's go back to the number one thing that she talked about, and that was the talent wars. And again, from Inc. Magazine, from Suzanne Lucas, says, are your employees looking for a new job? Now, recently, it was January 1st, and a lot of people make resolutions. And a lot of people were making the resolution to what, Carrie?
To find a new job. And actually, the research points out that one in five full-time employees, or 21%, have made a pledge to find a new job. And that's up from last year.
That's up from last year. Now, there's different reasons for that, why, and we don't want to spend too much time going into that. I mean, maybe they feel they're underpaid, whatever, whatever, whatever. But let's talk about some things that you may want to look at in terms of trying to retain your people. Promote penalty-free discussion. Don't punish people when they offer some concern about their job. You know, listen carefully. It's important that you, if in fact you can, just be open to them. And whenever possible, create opportunities for them. Now, this can be hard in small businesses because you're in a small business and all people tend to do all things, and sometimes it may be hard to create new opportunities, but try to do that, you know, and offer mentoring whenever possible. Another point in terms of retaining people, since we've just said that a lot of statistics say that a lot of people are looking for new jobs, these are ideas to help retain them, is to offer some raises or perks. If you operate a small business, there's usually not a lot of money around. So what do you need to turn to sometimes, Carrie?
Some special perk, a little time off, maybe tickets to a game. But the key to that is you have to know what these people like. You really have to build relationships with your employees, the
right.
same that you try to do with your customers.
Also says improve your work-life balance, and that basically says that, you know, if you're doing something you shouldn't do, or you're doing something that's just a waste of time, and it's driving people crazy, stop doing it. And I want to add another point to this article, Carrie, and we're going to talk about this in a few shows from now. It's called Open Book Management, and that is about getting people involved so that they understand their connection to the financial well-being of the company. And again, we're going to talk about that in a few weeks. So we need to take a short break. When we come back, Bob Funk, the CEO of Express Employment Professionals, will be joining us, and he'll be talking about the changing dynamics. Is the Affordable Care Act a game changer for how companies operate? We'll be right back.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. Our special guest today is Robert A. Funk. Bob is the chairman, chief executive officer, and president of Express Employment Professionals. Headquartered in Oklahoma City, the company has more than 675 franchises in the United States, Canada, and South Africa. Under Bob Funk's leadership, Express has put more than 5 million people to work worldwide. Express provides expertise in evaluation, hire, temporary staffing, professional search, and human resources, and works across a wide variety of industries. Bob Funk, thank you for joining us on the Business Builders Show.
Glad to be here.
We're thrilled because we know Amy. I want to give Amy Clegg a shout-out right at the beginning of the show at the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre office. We go to several other markets, but I have a real fondness for Amy because she's just terrific and doing a great job for you here. Here's what we're going to be talking about. A white paper that you put out recently, it was called Changing Dynamics. Is the Affordable Care Act a game changer for how companies operate? Question mark. Here's where I want to start, Bob, because there's a quote here. I need some explanation. It says, the quote, "The Affordable Care Act is great for the staffing industry, but it's not very good for American job creation, small business, or for workers." Fill that in for me. Give me some detail.
Well, with the 670-some offices we have, we're finding in the out on Main Street, which is where we operate mostly, is in the medium and small size companies. We're finding that the companies, because of the uncertainty of the Obamacare Act, not knowing what their financial status is going to be, not knowing what their costs are going to be, not knowing whether they'll still be in business, they are using more flexible staffing or temporary help companies to bring in their employees for on a temporary basis.
Mm-hmm.
This last year we employed about 400,000 people and in about 80,000 different companies, and they just don't know which direction to go because they don't know what the rules are going to be. They don't know where they're going to be, and of course the traditional 40-hour work week is threatened. Particularly on hourly employees, and so the small businesses are trying to negate, if you will, the litigation that might be pursued by the IRS if they're not in compliance with some like 2,000 pages of rules that are coming out. So they're using staffing companies. Integral just took a survey, which is a survey company out of Oregon, took a survey of I think it was 20,000 companies, and most of them said the two sources for finding people for them were that they were picking up referrals from their own employees, and then 42% of them said they were going to use temporary companies to recruit and hire their people and put them on their payroll until they know what's going to happen from a governmental standpoint.
Bob, I want to tell you that this is the first time on this show that we are talking about this topic. We tend to stay away from such hot topics. However, with you being here, who I feel truly is a real expert, it is past January 1. I thought this was the right time, and our audience is entrepreneurs and small business owners. So I thought the time was right. Now, you alluded to it earlier. The traditional 40-hour work week is threatened. I thought that was an accepted thing. What's changing? What's the Affordable Care Act changing about that? And why do you feel that 40-hour work week is being threatened?
Well, Obamacare basically requires, if you will, a 30-hour work week, or if you're under the 30-hour work week, then a lot of the litigious issues don't apply. And consequently, many companies are saying, well, you know, we're going to have to go to the 29-hour work week or less in order for us not to have to comply with all the rules and regs of ACA. And I will tell you, I just came from the board meeting of the American Staffing Association, and our conclusion at that board meeting was two things. One is the insurance market is totally unsettled, and two, everybody is guessing as what the new rules are going to be that have not been written yet. And so because it's in such a state of flux, it's difficult for businessmen to adjust their budgets, if you will, or to design their budgets in 2014 because they really don't know where they are at this point in time.
It's hard enough as it is, Bob, to run a business with government regulations unrelated to even this act. It's challenging for small business people out there today. Very challenging.
Well, I will tell you, and I've been in the business now 48 years, and I will tell you that nearly all new regulations that come out from the government normally aren't litigated for 5 to 10 years following that anyway. EEOC, when it first came out, we didn't know where we were. We didn't know what we could ask, what we couldn't ask, where we could place people and couldn't. And it took about 10 years for it to get through the court system. Now, if the IRS is going to manage this system, I'm sure it's going to take quite a long time for us to really know where we are on the Affordable Care Act. So it's really disconcerting to business people, especially medium and smalls, because they just don't know where they are, and consequently our industry is going to grow probably quite rapidly because we are responsible for those people. And you know, there's also the 1500 hour rule. Anyone over 1500 hours in 12 months time frame, of course, is then applicable to the Affordable Care Act. Well, out of the 360 or 70,000 people last year, we only had about 10,000 of those individuals that went over the 1500-hour rule, which means that we have to be cautious, and we have to offer insurance to those individuals that are with us over a 1500-hour time frame in a 12-month period. So by putting them on a flexible staffing company, then the company's responsible. The flexible staffing company is responsible, of course, for the Affordable Care Act issues that are out there.
I'm getting a headache just listening to this conversation, let alone implementing it. Now, you feel so strongly about this, and the white paper says the erosion of the 40-hour work week will have a lasting impact on the American workforce, including lost wages, lower incomes, and stunted career progression. Go a little deeper on that. You see a lasting impact.
Well, the flexible staffing industry, or at least our company, 60% before the recession, 60% of our employees went full time with the companies that we placed them with. After the recession, and because of ACA, now only about 40% of them are going full time. We're trying to help people to get full time jobs, really, and the temporary system, which is a try before you buy system for the employee and for the company. The companies just aren't hiring them on their payroll because they don't know where they're at. So consequently, they're going to keep them on our payroll probably for a longer period of time, and it thwarts small business from wanting to expand. If they expand beyond 50 employees, then they get caught in the ACA system as well. So many companies are saying, "Well, I'm not going to expand beyond 50 employees. I'm going to keep my number at 49." I'm probably going to put all the rest of them on a staffing company's payroll.
Yes. We are speaking with Bob Funk, and he is the CEO of Express Employment Professionals. Bob, we've got about a minute before we need to take a short break. You know, I actually, when we come back, we have a lot more to talk about, but I see this also affecting training and education, because if we're reducing everything down to part-time jobs and these long-term careers where there are such needs, and you know where the needs are, I see this education or lack of training affecting this too. Would you agree with that thought process?
We definitely have a skills gap, and we've been talking with the Chambers of Commerce. We've been talking with the educational institutions on partnering with them in order to try and fill the skills gap.
Yes.
Last week we had 20,000 open job orders we couldn't fill because the skills just aren't there.
Okay. Well, hold your thought there for a minute, Bob, because we need to take a short break. Again, we're talking with Bob Funk, CEO of Express Employment Professionals. We'll be right back.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf. Informing, educating, and encouraging. The Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builders Show. Our special guest is Bob Funk, and he is the CEO of Express Employment Professionals. When we left off, we were talking about training and education and how that's going to affect the workplace, and connected to the Affordable Care Act, if we're, reducing the number of full-time jobs. And you started to tell us about you're aligning yourselves or connecting with Chamber of Commerce. Tell us about that, Bob.
Well, we're and educational institutions.
Thank
both.
Thank you.
And as we look at the skills gap issue, the issue really is in our educational system.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the 24 industrialized nations of the world, we're on the bottom side, number 22.
Mm.
The only two countries that have worse education than we do are Italy and Spain.
Mm.
So we have our work cut out for us to go to the educational systems and have them help us fill these skills gap issues. Now, I will tell you, this last recession was different than the ones, the seven or eight that I've been in previously.
Mm-hmm.
In that companies kept their skilled people and laid off their unskilled more so than they have in the past.
Mm.
In the past, they cut their employees 10 or 20% from top to bottom. This time, they learned from the recession of 2001, 2, and 3 that they shouldn't do that, and so they kept their skilled people. So as they come out of the recession, the skills that are needed just aren't there because the educational institutions are not keeping up with it. The higher educational systems have tenure laws which prevent their teachers from moving over to the areas where there is real needs.
Yes.
The career techs and the community colleges have much more flexibility. So we're going to work with them on the jobs that are available so that we can help them to fill that skills gap issue. And it's a major issue in our nation. And, of course, as we all know, if we don't have the skilled people here, those jobs will go somewhere else around the world at probably at a lesser salary than what we pay them here in the United States. But so we've got to shore up our skills, and we've got to shore up our educational system in order for us to compete worldwide.
Well, Bob, thank you for doing that, because I see that as a critical, critical piece. That makes a lot of sense to me. Now, what doesn't make sense to me and worries me a little bit, in the white paper it says small businesses are trying not to become big business. Now, that doesn't make sense. Don't we want to grow? What's happening there?
All entrepreneurs want to grow their business. As a matter of fact, most of the profits in most companies goes right back into their business and hiring more people. But as you come up on that 50 threshold with ACA, they're saying, I don't want any more of it. I'm tired of the government being in my business. I'm gonna flush them on over to a temporary service that does take care of all the healthcare issues and many of the other litigious issues, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Unemployment, workers' comp, EEOC issues. I'm gonna leave that up to the staffing industry and the staffing companies to handle all those, and I'll stay at 49 and I'll flex the rest of them.
Mm.
Now I have a challenge with that, because it's hard to build a culture in your company.
Yes.
when the majority of the people may be on a flexible staffing company's payroll.
Yes.
And we discourage them from having that many. We encourage them to have 20-25% of their people on a flex staff basis, but company culture is why most people stay at a company. And we don't want to tear that down, and so it's a challenge.
Well, that's a great point, Bob. Company culture, and that is a fascinating viewpoint that you have taken. Now, you're a staffing company, so you want to get as much business as you can, but here you're talking about, you know, the importance of company culture and building strong companies and employing people for the long term. I find that really, really, really engaging. That's a great thought process.
Well, if you were to interview the people that we interview and how it breaks your heart with some of these people who don't have jobs, our job is to help people to find employment. And we'll do anything we can to help them to find not only temporary employment, but permanent employment as well.
Yes.
And our job is to be doctors of hope for these people, that they will find a permanent job that'll give them a better self-image. Well, of course, they end up paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives them a future for their lives, of which we have always said only in America can we be what we want to be.
Also, from the white paper, you talk about skilled trades. We talk a lot about manufacturing. We have clients in manufacturing, and you mentioned some jobs or careers: CNC programming, welding, machinists, accounting, and information technology. Is that where you're finding there's real urgent needs, Bob?
Yes, there is. Of course, we're out here in the middle of the oil industry as well, and the oil companies are having to train their own people. But in manufacturing, the CNC operators, we could fill probably 3,000 or 4,000 jobs tomorrow if we had them. Welders, we could probably fill 4,000 or 5,000 jobs tomorrow morning.
Wow. Isn't that something? There's a huge need in manufacturing, that I know. And also, we're talking about in a previous show, we talked about women in manufacturing. And, you know, women in manufacturing are an important part of the mix because half of the workforce, being women, are not being employed or used in manufacturing. So I guess that's a whole other show that maybe we can do sometime. Before I forget, how do people reach out to Express Employment Professionals? And specifically, how can we get this white paper that we're talking about, Bob?
Well, certainly we have a website, and we're redoing the website right now. It'll be out in the next couple of weeks so that they can basically apply online. We're using a lot of social media networks in order to fulfill that as well. Plus, we do some direct recruiting because, I grew up in the executive recruiting business, but when you do direct recruiting and trying to find the good qualified people, it takes a lot of work. It takes looking for people in the haystacks out there that need help, and or are wanting to move up in their succession planning for their lives, and so we have to recruit all the time.
Yes. I can understand that. Now, what we've been talking about hasn't been a whole lot of fun. So I want to talk about something that's going to be fun. Let's talk about your Refresh Live Leadership Simulcast that I have been involved with for a couple of years. Your Refresh Live Leadership Simulcast that's coming up April 16th. Tell me about that. We've got about 50 seconds left.
We started off with our leadership simulcast there in Scranton.
Yes.
It's going to be in Pittsburgh, Allentown, State College, Wilkes-Barre, Greencastle, Trevose, and Philadelphia up in your area. But we're going to have John McKay, who's a strong believer in free market principles. We're going to have Dick Vitale, who is going to be a lot of fun, enthusiasm for basketball, of course, which is coming up. And then we're going to have Christine Cashin, which basically she's talking about the employees and the declining resources and so forth of
yes.
employees. So it's going to be a great simulcast. We're going to have a lot of fun.
There you go. So we have been speaking with Bob Funk, who is the CEO of Express Employment Professionals. Bob, thank you so much for being part of the Business Builders Show.
Very welcome, Marty. Glad to talk to you.
We will be right back right after this short message.
Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf. Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back, Tony Massari, with his commentary on our interview with Robert Funk.
Hi, I'm Tony Massari with a thought about a doctor of hope. Bob Funk, the founder, president, and CEO of Express Employment Professionals, is a man to be admired and respected. He has spent a lifetime helping others. While listening to him explain his reservations about the Affordable Care Act, I was impressed by his genuine concern for the future of American business and the recovery of our economy. His points about eliminating uncertainty, clarifying the rules, and fixing the problems that have compromised this reform are well taken. They are deeply rooted in 48 years of practical experience. When he turned his attention to the skills gap, he echoed the concerns of one of America's most successful entrepreneurs, Bill Gates. Both men believe that American schools aren't producing enough skilled workers. Bob Funk effectively makes the point. If students are not equipped with the right skills, the road to economic mobility is an impossible dream. For me, the most powerful words spoken by Bob Funk were these: "We are doctors of hope. Our job is to help people find employment." Bob Funk understands what America is at its best because he represents America at his best. He is committed to guaranteeing that America will always be a country of equality and opportunity for all. He understands and gives meaning to an adaptation of the words of Thomas Edison. Criticism, discontent, and thinking with your head and your heart are the first requirements of progress. For Marty Wolf and the Business Builder Show, I'm Tony Massari with America at its best.
Thank you, Tony, for another great commentary. Carrie and Tom, the first couple of segments in the interview was not a whole lot of good news, right? I don't know if anybody was cheering during that interview, you know? Factual and important, so
eye-opening.
I thought it was great. I thought Bob Funk really delivered a strong message. Now, here's what we want to do, if it's okay with you guys. Let's talk about some... We've given you a lot of challenges. Let's talk about maybe some solutions. And, again, from Inc. Magazine, couldn't help myself. They were the best. They came up to speed in this week in terms of our research. And this article is How Smart Leaders Manage Uncertain Times. And I think we would all agree that, especially in our interview with Mr. Funk, that we are living in uncertain times, meaning business people. And this is written by, I do want to point out who this is written by, Kevin, I guess his name is pronounced Daum, D-A-U-M, Kevin Daum. Now, I have referred to him before, and I'll tell you why. Because he's an entrepreneur. He has built businesses. He's not a pure writer. He has built businesses. He is a successful dude. He says, I don't know about you, but as a business person, I find all this posturing and whipsawing of the economy exhausting.
I would agree.
Yeah, most business people would agree. And if you didn't feel that way, the interview certainly made... I think I even said in the article, in the interview, this is giving me a headache, you know, because there's so much to do. We are business people, though. We need to figure things out. We need to plan so we can succeed in these challenging times. Now, later on, I hope I remember to talk about, you know what? Guess what? There was always challenging times. This is not anything new. I mean, the economy, the world, there's always been challenging times. Although we may be a little overwhelmed with the digital world today. It may feel a little overwhelming, but
I think those challenges have always been here, but the speed and the tempo at which they come at us has increased dramatically.
That is absolutely true. Kevin says his own approach in terms of managing in uncertain times, he prioritizes areas he can control. And he says, my top planning priorities are managing cash flow, creating intellectual property, and budgeting my time. Cash flow should be self-explanatory. Intellectual property, and no matter what business you're in, you want to have some uniqueness, some unique products or a service or something that you deliver in a certain way. That's intellectual property. Don't think of that as some highbrow kind of thing. Intellectual property is something that you do distinctly. Okay. Let's see here. What Kevin does is he shares some thoughts from some other Inc.com columnists. And the first one he shares is, it says, ride the wave in terms of managing uncertain times. I got to read this first sentence because I love it. Instead of fighting the waves of change, or even worse, drowning in them, learn to surf them. Now, you got that in your mind? Isn't that a good one?
Absolutely.
I love that. So instead of drowning in all these challenges, learn to surf them. I love that thought
and
process.
And that's going to take a huge amount of agility. You have to be agile.
It's a great word. Let's use that more than once in this segment, Kerry, because it's a great word. This particular guy and... It is a guy, and once in a while I remember to say their names. I have to say this guy's name because it's so unusual. His name is Peter Economy. No.
I was born to do this job.
He was born to do this job.
The management guy. Peter Economy, the management guy.
It doesn't get any better than that. Now, he suggests being fully transparent in everything that you do and, just upping the communication.
I liked where he said, create fluid hierarchies.
Which means don't get stuck at a
supervisor. Wear one hat. Everybody chips in and they bring their best to the table. And it's not, you can't do that because you're not that position. Everybody offers and everybody has input.
Everybody pitches in for the greater good. Another idea is focus on your one true mission. Why are you in business? What do you do that affects others? What's the reason you exist? What do you bring to the world? Focus on that mission. We have often talked about Tom's Shoes, Carrie and Tom. Mm-hmm. And remember what Tom's Shoes, what they do? Every pair of shoes that's sold, they donate a pair of shoes. And now I guess they're into, I think, glasses.
Yes, yes.
And so they donate a pair. That's a clear mission. You know what your company's all about. So if you remind everybody about that every day, that will help you focus on your one true mission.
I got the sense, too, of what our buddy Joe Calloway talks about.
Okay. You know, in terms of?
Be the best at what you are.
At what really matters.
Matters.
What
right.
Really matters. And that's the thing that you want to keep thinking about. Another point from a writer from Inc.com, as it says, is cash in. In times like this, the adage, cash is king, carries more weight than ever before. Poor cash flow kills otherwise successful companies in uncertain times. There's a flip side to that, though. If you're not managing cash flow, that's not a good thing. But on the other hand, if you are, and if you have cash, when the world may be falling down around you, there could be opportunities. If you have the cash and the credit to jump on opportunities, that's a great thing. So manage your cash. And she reminds us, this writer reminds us, we're in business. We've always had difficult times, so we're in business. Another point, lead and listen. And basically, Carrie, it's about asking your suppliers and your employer, how are we doing? And that's important to talk about being agile, what you already mentioned, Carrie. Diversify and adapt. Well, that should say it all, but here's an example. So if you're in the real estate business years ago and it failed, if you got into the short sale real estate business, guess what? Your business flourished. You did really well. Diversify and adapt. And Carrie, be agile. And finally, embrace the change. There's been changes in business forever. Embrace it. Learn to surf on the changes. Don't get drowned in all of what things that are going on. I want to close with this one comment. Not close the show, not just yet, but here's a quote. Plans are nothing. Planning is everything. I love that. Okay, we need to wrap up, and thank you so much for being part of the Business Builder Show. As always, we appreciate you taking time to be with us. Thank you, Bob Funk of Express Employment Professionals, for a very informative interview. Go to expressemploymentprofessionals.com to learn more about them. Dr. Tony Massari and Carrie and Tom, as always, thanks for your help and support. Next week, we'll have my friend Jeff Corhan join us, and Jeff's name is K-O-R-H-A-N. He'll be joining us next week. He has 3 decades of corporate and small business experience in several industries. That's why I trust him to deliver a great show. Want more information on our shows? Want to listen to it again? Go to businessbuildersglobal.com. We do our best on the Business Builder Show so you can do your best. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.